to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are all back to work, rocking and rolling. I hope you all had a wonderful and safe weekend. All right, so today we're going to be discussing a lot of issues. Number one is the judge has actually just ended a whole bunch of motions, the rulings today on multiple motions regarding the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. We're going to be discussing those and where the defense goes from here. We're also going to be talking about going to be talking about donations to give blood. If you receive a financial incentive to donate blood, would you be more willing to do it? That discussion is now up, as economists are suggesting, due to our blood shortage, maybe we should start giving donations or goodies or gift cards to people. We also have a study coming out saying the more caffeine you drink, the more that could put you at risk for obesity. So all you coffee drinkers who over the past few years have been told by me that coffee appears to be protective against certain cancers, right, and could help longevity, even fight diabetes, now they're saying, no. Actually, it could actually cause obesity. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Circuit Judge Deborah Nelson had considered a series of motions this morning, and it appears they're already done. And a lot of them, I think, were no. Apparently, she ruled that George Zimmerman's defense team could not bring up Trayvon Martin's past marijuana use, his past school suspensions, or his past fighting, which was kind of integral to George Zimmerman's defense in terms of the reason why he had shot Trayvon Martin is because he was in a scuff, he feared for his life, and out of defense, he shot the boy. Now, apparently, if they get any other ruling that grants them permission, then maybe they could use it, but for now, no. So the text messages about his getting marijuana and Trayvon Martin's use of marijuana, text messages regarding trouble at school and how his mom wants to kick him out of the house and all that other stuff, apparently cannot be used by the defense attorneys. Also, there's pictures of him doing obscene gestures at the camera. I mean, many of us at one point or another have used the middle finger, right, taking a picture of us. I don't think I have one picture of me, though, doing that. All right, because I know obscene gestures can be used against you. So usually whenever there's a camera, I just kind of strike a pose, right, and smile. Because I know cameras can, you know, live forever, or pictures can live forever. So there's some pictures of that way, you know, just to kind of, and I understand why the defense wants to use them, is because when the shooting first happened and the killing happened, there were all these pictures of Trayvon Martin when he was a young boy, a little boy, and he looked like a cute little kid. And then, later news sources started to then circulate what Trayvon Martin looked the day of. We didn't realize he had been much older and taller than George Zimmerman. Not that that's an excuse, but, the issue that George Zimmerman needs in terms of, validate his defense is that there could have been drugs on board. There could have been, histories of violent behavior. And so rather than prosecution portraying Trayvon Martin as an innocent little boy, the defense wanted to portray Trayvon Martin as somebody who wasn't so innocent. Now, this is all political. You know, I unfortunately, and this case is an example of you're guilty until proven innocent. And I'm not saying by the judge, but when this first happened, okay, George Zimmerman was immediately perceived by most of the country as guilty before he had his trial. I mean, he had to fear for his life. His family had to stay secluded. And, I just want the judicial system to happen the way it's supposed to, which is fairly. Right, but remember, this is very political. Number one, the political issue is guns. Okay, should people be allowed to have concealed carry? Should people be allowed to have guns? Because they may take matters into their own hands and kill teenagers. That's a political issue that is now being brought forth. Also, marijuana. Does marijuana use, put you at risk of being involved in a violent crime? These are all political issues, and I don't know how they're going to find a jury that is completely neutral in this situation. Now, apparently there is no gag order, so both prosecution and defense can still put media pictures out there and information out there that they want, and the jury hasn't even been selected. From what I understand, potential jurors will not be sequestered. But, you know, many of you have talked to me and told me how, you know, where you live, you're 911. And I could understand that. I could understand that. When somebody broke into my house and somebody was there, rather than me trying to find the phone in the dark, I found our shotgun first. And I, you know, I told him. I go, I yelled at my husband who was still asleep. I got the shotgun. No worries. I got this. And he heard, right? Maybe he saw me with the shotgun. It was dark. And he left. And I heard him leave. Then I went and called 911. Now, I know I was supposed to call 911 first. All right? But for a lot of us, it was easier to grab our weapon to protect ourselves. I love our first responders. I love our police force. I think where I live, our police force is phenomenal, and you should call 911. You shouldn't take matters into your own hands. But instinctively, I have to admit, I immediately went for our shotgun when there was a man in our house. I just did. I'm very comfortable. I come from a military family. I'm very, very comfortable with guns. Grab the gun. He leaves. I call 911 and I tell him, look, you know, such and such here. I grab the shotgun, etc. All right. They ended up finding him, etc. And no, I didn't have to shoot or anything. Thank God. But I understand when you guys say you're 911, you grab your weapon and you get ready to protect your family. Okay. And as a mom, you bet your butt I'm going to protect my family. Hell yeah. So there's a lot of political issues intertwined in this George Zimmerman case. And we'll see where it goes. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to hear from you. 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, the original Facebook account is already kind of slammed, and I usually do most of my Facebooking on our Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show, so please find us there. Great way for us to still communicate with you guys and be in touch, even answer your questions. I do it everywhere, Facebook, my website, drdahlia.com. Lonnie asks over the break, how does marijuana cause violent behavior? Great question. This is in response to the previous segment on the judge ruling to block defense attorneys for George Zimmerman using the fact that Trayvon Martin had marijuana in his system the night of the shooting and had prior use of marijuana. All right. Could marijuana have caused Trayvon Martin to be violent? All right. In theory, marijuana does cause aggression. Okay, you would think it wouldn't cause violent behavior because marijuana is pretty sedating, but you can have aggression with marijuana because, remember, it can make you paranoid. It can confuse you a little bit. And for some people, they will be more irritable. They will be more quick to jump. Or if they're, shall we say, if their inhibitions are down, like with alcohol, and they do have more of a aggressive streak, somebody, then the marijuana could possibly make them not as acute to remembering all the consequences, so they may be more interested in engaging in a fight. You see what I mean? So it's not so much that I think marijuana per se, you smoke the marijuana. I've never, so I don't really understand what my feelings are, is from what I've understand is that it's supposed to be very, you know, calming, and you kick back on the couch and you're like, dude, that's the stereotype. But in theory, with the THC, if it decreases your you know, certain inhibitions, and you don't really seem to care about consequences, and you already have a violent streak, yes, in theory that could happen. Again, I'm not a defense attorney, so I have no idea. I'm a doctor, so I have no idea how George Zimmerman's defense team is going to go from here if they're trying to say that George Zimmerman was defending himself against somebody who was being aggressive and hitting him, as we see pictures of the broken nose or the bloody nose, etc. I don't know where the defense team goes from here if they can't use evidence that there was marijuana in Trayvon's system at the time of the killing. But in theory, yeah, the defense could use, if the judge had allowed it, could have used the fact that there was drugs in Trayvon's system. All right. And again, it would be more to attack the quote unquote innocent character, I think, in addition to, well, his judgment could have been, his judgment could have been weakened and compromised because he had had something on board at the time. But this is a tough case all around. We have a loss of a boy, all right? You know, whether he was supposed to be there, whether he was supposed to be, you know, in the gated community or not. Okay, it's a shame to see somebody's life gone, but I think it's also a shame for somebody to be already assumed guilty before they even have a chance to prove their innocence. And while they're trying to prove their innocence, they just hit obstacle after obstacle. But then again, that's just our small peek into this case. We only get what the media gives us. We still have no idea what really happened that night. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have, over the holiday, left questions. I think we have either people on the line or questions on the line. Let's go to them right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Glenn again. There's times that, you know, I'm real fatigued, and during them days that I am fatigued, it's like, kind of like I just momentarily fall asleep, and it won't last maybe for about 3 or 4 seconds, then, you know, I'm right back alert. I just wonder what could be causing that, and you know, what's the cure for it?
Okay, so fatigue. What causes fatigue? I mean, when somebody tells me that they fall asleep, I always think of, you know, narcolepsy, a condition where you just can't stay awake and you just kind of fall asleep at a moment's notice. But having true narcolepsy is kind of rare. What's more common is having sleep apnea. So somebody who has difficulty staying awake the next day, to me, means they didn't get a good night's sleep the night before. And if you didn't get a good night's sleep the night before, you usually don't complain about falling asleep the next day, because you usually put the two together and go, well, the reason why I'm falling asleep the next day is I didn't get a good night's sleep. I got to get a better night's sleep next time. But when somebody complains about it, then that means they're a little confused as to why this is happening if they were in bed the night before. And that's why us doctors come in and go, well, then let's examine how you're sleeping the night before. Let's examine. So a sleep study test, I think, is paramount for any of you that appear to fall asleep. Either at, you know, that's why our truckers need to always get sleep apnea tests. Many of their employers require it because they want to make sure that even if they are getting a good night's sleep, that a good night's sleep is a true biological, physical good night's sleep, so they don't have episodes where they fall asleep while they're on the long roads. And by the way, let me just say, a lot of my truckers out there, I believe, are actually healthier than some of us average folk. And I think the reason why is because they're so well aware of the health risks, that they can't exercise, that they don't get to move around a lot, that, I mean, you know, I'm on the truckers forum a lot, you know, listening to what truckers have to say. And I've never seen a group more concerned about their health than any other group that I've noticed. And so, you know, just because you're a trucker, don't think you're behind the eight ball with this one. Right, you know, knowing that there's issues with lack of exercise and, you know, truck stops not having the healthiest food. I was at Love's Truck Stop on the, I believe it was the I-15 going east, to Salt Lake, and, there's called Love's, and they had pizza, and of course I grabbed the pizza, but they also had Subway, and I was pretty happy with that truck stop having Subway. So you could technically get a vegetarian sandwich if you want to, you know. The fact that I think the trucker community is starting to realize that they have to do things to shape up their health, they're being more proactive than I think the average group of employees, so, and workers. So great job with that. All right. So somebody falling asleep during the day. I think about sleep apnea. I also think about a medication that you could take. All right. Some of you may be confused by what I originally said when I first started answering this question. All right. If somebody is complaining about something, they may not realize why it's happening, whereas somebody wouldn't complain if they think they know the reason. Now, the reason why we use the word complain is when a doctor sees you for the first time or you come in for a follow-up, there's something at the top of the note called chief complaint. So what is the patient complaining about? It's not a negative term. I know many of us go, oh, my wife complains and she complains and she complains. That's not what we're talking about. Chief complaint, or I like to sometimes tell the medical students their chief concern. What is your concern? You could do that. If complaint has started to not be politically correct, or has some negative, you know, connotations to it, what is your chief concern? So if somebody is concerned that they're falling asleep the next day, and they're bringing it up to a doctor, they wouldn't bring it up to the doctor if they thought, well, it's because I was up all night partying last night. But you have many people that just have absolutely no idea that they're taking a beta blocker, a medication for their blood pressure, and that makes them sleepy. Or that they're taking an antidepressant, like Zoloft, Paxil, etc., and that can make them sleepy. Or they are taking an allergy medication that's making them sleepy. So the other thing I would recommend is definitely going and looking at your medications if you're tired. Then, because I'm a doctor, I love doing blood tests. So I would do the blood test, and I would look for anemia. Have your doctor or medical provider look for anemia. If the red blood cells are low, if the iron is low, check your thyroid, check your salts, check your kidney function. Check for diabetes. Any of these things could make you tired. So, lack of sleep, things going on in your bloodstream endocrinologically, medications that you're taking. And then another thing that I think a lot of us forget about is burnout. If you're not doing anything that lights your fire, right? Come on, baby, light my fire. I mean, if you are kind of getting into the, you know, the whole drum, what's the word for it, where it's just kind of the same thing over the monotony of the job, and you don't have anything that excites you and gets your adrenaline pumping, well, first, exercise, that always helps, okay? Exercise gets your adrenaline pumping. But, you know, two, have something you're excited about. If you're not excited about your job, fatigue sets in, all right? One of you just messaged me saying, what about depression? Absolutely. Depression can make you tired. All right, if you aren't really liking your life, if you're not really liking what your day is, you know, not a lot of reason for you to get out of bed. Okay, how do you get motivated? So sometimes depression could be an issue too. All right, a lot more of you I want to answer, but I want to talk about donating blood. Should we give financial incentives to get people to donate blood? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess we had somebody on the line, couldn't stay on the line, was asking about heart rates in the 40s. Is it dangerous to have a resting heart rate in the 40s? If you're an athlete, many times our athletes' heart rates are in the 40s. Normal heart rate could be anywhere between 60 and 90. I love it when my patients are about 65, 70 with their heart rates, but a lot of my cops, my firefighters, my athletic types are a lot of times in the upper 50s. If your heart rate is down to the 40s, usually what we do is we, one, get an EKG, right, easy test to pick up the voltage from the heart. Nothing hurts, no radiation, nothing. And we take a look and see what the rhythm looks like to make sure you don't have an abnormal heart rhythm. If you don't have any history of athletic, or if you don't have an athletic history and your heart rate is low, I usually have the heart doctor take a look at you, and they do something called a stress test where they have you walk on a treadmill pretty quickly, sometimes give you a incline with it as well, just to see if you could still create a normal heart response. And if you can, many times they just keep an eye on you. All right. Also, beta blockers, medications like atenolol, labetalol, pentadol, propranolol, those medicines could also slow down the heart rate. So some of you may have heart rates lower than you normally would because of the medication. All right. I hope that answers your question. If not, please call back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we know blood is in short supply. and a group of researchers is encouraging the World Health Organization and other blood collection agencies to reconsider stances on offering gift or monetary incentives for blood donations. Now, right now, the WHO guidelines, WHO, strongly encourage donations to come from unpaid volunteers. And I get that. I mean, it costs money. If you could, you know, once you start to offer an incentive, it's very hard to go back. It's extremely hard to go back. You know, I can't tell you how many places they'll open up, right? They have these incentives. Once the incentives are gone and now you're back to paying regular price, you don't go anymore. You know, blood donation guidelines, I think, had come, according to Fox News, were originally developed 40 years ago. And it was based on evidence suggesting that offering incentives for blood donation would have a detrimental effect on the frequency and the quality of donated blood. So I guess they thought at the time that somebody with diseases would probably still try to get the money, so they would try to donate. But I mean, nowadays we do have the abilities to screen for HIV, to screen for hepatitis. We're screening the blood anyway. We're already spending the money to screen all the blood. Now, one study looked at 100,000 donors at 72 American Red Cross blood drives in Northern Ohio. Gift cards were offered at half of the donor sites. No incentives were offered at the other half of the donor sites. Now, the researcher pointed out that the gift cards were publicized as tokens of thanks, not payments for donating. Okay, because they don't want to do kind of the cash for blood type of thing. All right, and they found that the blood drive locations who advertised $5 gift cards increased the likelihood of people donating by 26%. Sites offering $10 gift card increased by 52% and even higher when there was a $15 gift card offered. Now, you know, my only problem with, my only problem with the gift card idea isn't the fact that you're giving the gift card. It's what if it has to stop? If the gift cards have to stop, you know, are you still going to be attracting the same people? Now, those of us who give blood, we like giving blood, right? We do. And so I think we still would. But if those of us that like giving blood are not enough, and you're trying to attract people that don't usually give blood, all right, then those are the same people you could possibly lose if you don't still shell out the cards. And so, you know, if we go into this knowing it's going to be a short-term fix, I'm okay with it. But if you think it's going to be a long-term fix, now, I do get it. You know, once you donate blood, you realize how easy it is. And maybe they'll get you hooked, you know, on donating blood. Which and those of you who do donate blood, God bless you guys for doing it. I mean, it's not that hard. It's not that painful. And you get cookies afterwards. I love getting the cookies. The one thing, though, that I noticed that is extremely helpful is when these blood drives come to your work. I think a lot of us are already working two jobs, and when we are done with our job, it's already nighttime and we head home. What I noticed when I donated blood is it was a heck of a lot easier when they came to your work, and then you were able to get out of work to go and donate the blood. So, you know, I think what would probably be even more effective is to increase these blood drives that can go to work, for example. I mean, if you see one of your colleagues go and donate blood, then you're going to also. Okay? And then, of course, the boss has to be cool, and he has to let you leave your post so you could go and donate blood. I think that would probably work more than the financial incentives. I do. There's just something about you wanting to be a part of the group. Now, I understand some people at work could say, look, but I don't want to go donate blood, and I can't sit there and explain that to my coworkers. I get that. There are some privacy issues. But, you know, I tried to set up a blood drive once, and I was going to do it with the radio stations local in town, and there are a lot of specifications that are needed in order for you to set up these blood drives. Okay, you need to have the right parking space. You need to have the right location. It needs to be a location where people can park and then go. I mean, you can't just set up a place on the sidewalk, and then where do people park, and then people have to cross the street. So usually these blood drives have to occur in a place where there's huge parking lots. Now, luckily, where I am, there is, you know, so I want to organize a blood drive if I can. But the other thing that I was told by United Blood Services in my town, and God bless them, was they don't have enough staff. So if there are a couple weekends or whatever where somebody else is doing it, they don't have enough of these vehicles, enough of these cars. So, I mean, if you want to donate, I would say then donate for them to have the staff and the setup. I just think that would do a lot better than the $5 and $15 gift cards, because those things will really add up money-wise. That's now, speaking of money and donations, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Red Cross has been getting some criticism when this report came out that they still have over $100 million that has not been given to the Hurricane Sandy victims. They say the Red Cross has not spent more than a third of the $303 million it raised to assist victims of Hurricane Sandy that occurred 7 months ago. So some people are pretty upset. I understand what's going on, though. I do understand. Okay, remember, Hurricane Sandy, all right, when Red Cross collects money, okay, you know, it's they also have to manage the money. Okay, you can't just spend it all in the first few months, because there may be after effect. I mean, look at people still in FEMA trailers from Hurricane Katrina. Okay, when care and supplies are needed, all right, sometimes this could be a multi-year process. So I get that. But some of you have emailed me asking, how do you donate without it being money going to a company? I get that. And we talked about this. I mean, I understand what Red Cross has to do. And as far as I'm concerned, Red Cross does a damn good job. Okay, they do. I mean, Red Cross was already there in Oklahoma before anybody could start donating. They do need funds. They need a lot of funds to work with. They do need to be the big organization that they are. Okay, I don't need to know where all the money's going. I don't. All right, but the one thing I am frustrated with was when Hurricane Sandy did happen and we did try to collect supplies, nobody wanted the supplies. Everybody just wanted us to send money. And I understand why, because, you know, you can, just in case, you know, somebody, you know, sullied the packages or somebody tried to, you know, spike the packages with something, I get that. But I think a lot of people don't want to donate money. They want to donate, you know, goods that they have. And I think these charities need to figure out how to at least capitalize on that, because there's a lot of people wary about financial donations, and they want to actually see their shirt being worn by somebody. I get that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had emailed me about homosexuals donating blood. Are they allowed to donate blood yet? That's a good question. From what I understand, in Canada, they did lift the ban allowing homosexuals to give blood and donate blood. We should probably one day talk about donation of blood. Come to think of it, many of you have asked me questions. I mean, how long does it take for you to regain the blood? How long can the blood be stored? A lot of interesting facts on blood donations. Can you store it for yourself? So one day what I'll do is somebody remind me. I'm at that age now where I need people to remind me. Do a pretty good segment on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But in terms of homosexuals donating blood, I don't believe the ban has been lifted yet in America. I know there has been calls and concerns and request to allow homosexual donors. You know, as far as I'm concerned, anybody that wants to donate blood, I am extremely happy with, and I God bless anybody for wanting to do it. And, you know, the reason why is I see heterosexuals have hepatitis and have HIV. So, you know, as a doctor, you assume everybody has a communicable disease until proven otherwise. That's why we use gloves. That's why we use universal precautions, etc. So if somebody admits to having had sex with a male versus somebody who won't admit it, and the person that won't admit it is going to draw blood, who do you think is at higher HIV risk? All right? The person who is willing to admit it and also get themselves checked out? All right? Or people who aren't? You know, when we talked about many gay people living in straight relationships, the reason why I am so proud of my gay patients is because the ones that are open, that come in and say, Dahlia, make sure everything's fine. When you do my blood work, don't forget to run the HIV and the hepatitis and all that. All right? Yet, my patients who deny it, who have relationships that keep it quiet and deny it, right, or who cheat on their wives or wives cheat on their husbands and have sex with other heterosexuals that are at risk, they don't come in asking for STD testing as often. So as, you know, if you're at the blood donation center and you have somebody that says, yes, I have slept with a man, or you have somebody that says, no, I haven't slept with a man, but I've slept with women, all right, in the medical community, anybody that's had unprotected sex is at risk. So you have to screen all the blood for hepatitis and all the blood for HIV. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, this is a huge problem when it comes to blood donation and not having enough people. There are ways for you to store your own blood. And what we'll do is next time we talk about this, we'll go through, you know, procedures for that, the autologous blood donations. But you know, if you're concerned about what you could get from other people's blood, there's also ways where you could get your family members' blood if they have the same blood type. We've talked about blood type AB, blood type B, blood type A, blood type O. Blood type O, they could donate blood. They're called universal donors, right? Because they lack the antigens that'll cause immune responses in other people. Whereas type AB blood could accept anybody's blood because they have the A antigens and the B antigens. So we'll talk about that another time. Great question, so keep them coming, all right? Because if I don't address anything right away, we'll definitely address it when we discuss these issues. I'll kind of group all the emails together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, there's a northeastern Pennsylvania woman who is using purple toilets to raise money to fight cancer. What she and her two young sons do, which I don't know how this isn't breaking the law, is she leaves purple commodes on lawns, all right, in neighborhoods. And it's called the Flush Out Cancer Effort. I guess she stakes out a house, leaves a toilet on the lawn, waits for a homeowner to find it. The homeowner can then pay $10 to have it taken away, $20 to send it to a friend, or $30 to send it to a friend and guarantee it never comes back. Apparently, this kind of approach has been able to allow them to raise over $400. Apparently, Miss Saibo Sophia's said she found the idea on an internet. Isn't that considering littering and then kind of extortion? But, I mean, this is how people are trying to raise money for cancer. I don't know. I think the way we're handling donations and blood donations and, you know, some of the way we're trying to help these catastrophes that happen, I think have a lot to be desired, which is why I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy. I know I have to, I bring up Freeze Dry Guy a lot. I'm a fan of them. They are sponsors of our show, but the reason why I like it is because you have food that's ready to go. Okay, you know me. It's all about preparation. It's all about prevention. The best thing you could do okay, is you know, don't be too concerned about the whole donation process that's going on. If you don't want to tax the Red Cross or tax you know, these donation centers, then make sure you aren't a victim. Okay? Make sure you're not a victim. Make sure you have, you know, food storage. Make sure you have you know, you just think ahead. It's something that I think many of us forget to do, because when things are good, we forget. And I know people, you know, make fun of the, you know, the people that are preppers. There's that TV show, you know, what is it, Doomsday? I forgot the name of the show. But no, I think those of you that do prepare, that do have a shelter, that do have food storage and water, that do, you guys are smart. You're ahead of the curve with that one. All right, now, what about drinking coffee? Does drinking coffee cause you to gain weight? Well, this previous study appears to fight other studies that have shown that coffee could cause weight loss and actually reduce type 2 diabetes. They're now saying 5 cups of coffee per day can actually lead to weight gain and increase the risk of diabetes. Australian researchers found that overconsumption of certain polyphenols found in coffee called chlorogenic acid could prevent fat loss and lead to insulin resistance. The study was published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. Basically, they tested these on mice, gave them different doses of the compound, and those mice that were given something of the equivalent of 5 to 6 cups of coffee per day showed that they would hold on to their fat and lose less fat. And if you have glucose intolerance and insulin, lack of insulin sensitivity, what does that put you at risk for? Diabetes. You see, when we were talking about coffee in the previous years and its cancer protective effects, we were talking about the amount that you would have to drink. Some of you would have to drink over 5 cups of coffee a day to see the cancer protection. But 5 cups of coffee a day, me as a doctor that monitors a lot of people's blood pressures, make me a little nervous. So I get a little nervous about blood pressure and high amounts of coffee. And I really would like you to drink water, you know, maybe a vegetable smoothie if you can. All right, some fruit juice that's non-sugary. Okay, I still am not convinced that coffee is a nutritional supplement, especially at 5 cups a day. But, you know, people like it. I don't really see the attraction. I know I need caffeine sometimes, but I'm not really big on coffee. I need something that's chocolatey or sweet for me to drink it. But it's just a study out there. I know. I don't like those studies. I need more exciting stuff to talk to you about. Well, coming up in this next hour, we're going to talk about the booziest places in America. Which states have the highest concentration of bars? Don't go away. We'll be right back. If you need to switch to your iPhone apps or your Android apps, we are live for the next couple hours. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for
adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.